The chemical giant Orica Australia has been fined almost $500,000 after releasing water contaminated with cyanide into central Queensland's Gladstone Harbour. It's the latest in a series of breaches by Orica. Last year, the New South Wales government temporarily shut down Orica's Newcastle factory. Environmentalists say the penalties are too weak. Annie Guest reports from Brisbane.
The Great Barrier Reef neighbours the booming industrial city of Gladstone, where turtles and dugongs have shared the harbour with ships, dredges and cyanide. Orica Australia has pleaded guilty to unauthorised stormwater and effluent releases from its Gladstone factory where it manufactures cyanide for gold refining.
There has not been any permanent environmental damage. It's more the case of what is unauthorised and not confirming it with the department, and that kind of behaviour is in breach of conditions.
Queensland's Environment Minister Andrew Powell says Orica failed to notify authorities about 50 unauthorised releases.
The great win for the community is that the court has actually, for the first time, used a rather innovative sanction and penalty known as a public benefit order. And as a result of the penalty, a total of $432,000, $100,000 will be allocated for turtle research.
Orica declined an interview but released a statement saying it's spending $30 million to improve environmental safeguards. The incidents happened before the Queensland election, but the minister says the episode proves the new government's environmental credentials.
That kind of behaviour is not acceptable, and that kind of behaviour will be dealt with by this government.
Does the Queensland government think that there needs to be a particular focus on Orica's operations given this problem and previous problems in New South Wales?
We don't single out any one industry.
Conservationists welcome Orica's penalties but worry that its repeat offending and guilty pleas here and in New South Wales suggest penalties are too weak. And the WWF's Nick Heath is concerned the Queensland government's green tape reduction project will weaken the Environmental Protection Act, while staff cuts will hinder investigations.
The Queensland government has had a good win in the courts. We hope they continue to police the laws they have, but we are worried, given the recent statements, that in fact many of the laws protecting the environment are soon to be wound back.
WWF's Nick Heath ending that report from Annie Guest.